Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is promising to make changes in her office in response to the ongoing legal fight over the Amherst drug lab scandal. In that scandal, former chemist Sonia Farrick admitted to stealing and using drugs that she was supposed to be testing for evidence in criminal drug cases. A district court judge also found that two former assistant attorneys general who worked under Maura Healey's predecessor, not Healey, committed fraud by downplaying Farrick's misconduct. In a brief submitted to the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court, the AG's office is promising to create an ethics committee to help provide oversight. Healey told us this month that she's committed to better training prosecutors.
We have undertaken extensive action in terms of ethics trainings, prosecutorial trainings, establishment of an ethics committee, and any number of other steps. This is something that I took personally very seriously, as you can imagine. This is about ensuring that we have the systems in place that work.
But there are some attorneys who are skeptical. For more, we turn to defense attorney Jared Olanoff. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So let's first note here that the misconduct that we're talking about in terms of the two former prosecutors, and we did mention that it was not under Maura Healey, it was under previous Attorney General Martha Coakley. So these changes regarding those former prosecutors and regarding the scandal with Sonia Farrick herself, what's your initial reaction?
Well, the prosecutorial misconduct by each of those two prosecutors was happened a variety of different ways. One was by laziness and incompetence. And so what happened was that there were a lot of documents that were in the trunk of Sonia Farrick's car that was searched by police. And the documents showed that Ms. Farrick had been stealing drug samples and, in fact, using drug samples herself for 8 years, which was 7.5 years longer than was initially suspected. And so those documents stayed in the hands of the Attorney General for at least 2 years after the scandal broke. And defense attorneys like myself, as soon as the scandal did break, requested any documentation regarding the timing and scope of Ms. Farrick's misconduct. The one Attorney General knew about the documents. She was notified early on that they existed, and she, according to Judge Carey, in his decision, deliberately withheld them because it was going to make another enormous scandal like the Annie Dukin drug lab scandal that happened in Boston. And the Attorney General, for whatever reason, mostly because of lack of manpower or
You know what, we can't go into the whole history here because we don't have enough time. But what I'm wondering is your initial reaction to these changes that the Attorney General is proposing. We know about Sonia Farrick. We know that a lower court judge did rule that these two former prosecutors did commit fraud on the court because they were not forthcoming about the extent of Sonia Farrick's misconduct at the lab and how many cases were involved. And that may have been because they had this other drug lab scandal brewing. But right now, the AG says, look, this is what we're doing. These are the reforms that I've implemented. You say, are they good or are they not good?
Well, they're neither here nor there. You know, a protocol to turn over evidence is only as good as the people who are hired to do it. And so if you have good prosecutors who are willing to turn over their entire file and say, look, this is all of the evidence in the case, here you go, then the system works properly. If you have people who don't want to do that, and then the people above them aren't making sure that they're turning everything over, then the system fails, which is what we saw here. So this wasn't just, in our view, two prosecutors who didn't do their job. We believed that there were other people involved in just a lack of oversight up and down the ranks.
You know, we did speak with Attorney General Healey earlier this month about this and asked her about the Farrick case. And I want to play a little clip of what she said here. Let's listen.
We've worked very hard as an office to advocate for the reforms to make sure this never, ever happens again. And we've accepted the court's findings about the conduct of two assistant attorneys general who worked under the prior administration.
So Attorney General Healey says, you know, she does take this seriously. She has worked for reforms. The Mass Bar Association is saying that they're going to work with the attorney general and participate in a new statewide task force on conviction integrity. Will those things help?
No, because they are disingenuous. When it was first discovered that two of her lawyers under Martha Coakley administration had hid this evidence from us, instead of saying, wow, we messed up, how can we make this right, they fought tooth and nail to prove that those things didn't happen, that they didn't deliberately withhold evidence. And in fact, they sent their best and brightest prosecutors under Maura Healey's administration out to Springfield to fight us for a week and a half last December in this hearing, and they claimed that they did absolutely nothing wrong. And so what happened, though, is people spent years in state's prison combined over this misconduct. And so they did not take steps. It's not the cases that were affected by this scandal, most of them haven't even been dismissed yet.
So there was at one point a suggestion to issue monetary sanctions or perhaps maybe some sort of an effort to disbar these former prosecutors. We should say they're no longer working in the attorney general's office, but they are still working in a legal field. I mean, would those steps or what steps do you think would be the best way to try to resolve this?
I don't think that either of those two proposals will really do anything. You know, as a defense attorney, I myself see, you know, represent clients who have maybe done something that shouldn't define their entire life or their entire career. On the other hand, what happened here was extremely egregious. As I said, it cost people, cost people years of their lives. What is proper here is to not do any of those things that Maura Healey has suggested, but to actually dismiss the cases that were affected by this scandal. And those are not just the cases that Sonia Farak herself
because the high court has agreed to dismiss, and some of the district attorneys have agreed to dismiss some 8,000 cases. You're talking about it should be bigger than that.
Not even close. That's not even close to fulfilling the obligation here, because Sonia Farak herself testified that she tampered not only with the samples that were assigned to her, but the samples that were assigned to every other chemist in the lab and samples that had not yet been assigned to any chemist. And so everything that went through that lab from 2004 to 2012, the 8 years that she worked there, needs to be dismissed. And I am still boggled to this day, as someone who was there from day one, as to why this hasn't happened, and no one is banging that drum, because that is only true justice at that point.
Rough idea of what number of cases that might be for those 8 years, Jared? What are we talking?
I don't have the number off the top of my head, but I do know, I think that it is in the range, if not greater than, Annie Dukin.
Okay. Well, Jared Olenoff, he's a defense attorney. I want to thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Stay with us. Coming up, how should we tax the luxury condos that are sprouting up in Boston? I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.